Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life. This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you? How was your Sukkot, the rest of it?
Very enjoyable, thank you. It was rather wet. We've had a lot of rain in recent days, but we're all alive and that's the biggest positive.
Absolutely. Listen, that must have been pretty wet if that's what you're clinging on to, that everybody made it through. Either way, big news and quite concerning news about the fact that Australia has reversed its recognition of West Jerusalem as Israel's capital. What led to this?
So you're absolutely right. This is the big story and not excuse me, just for the Jewish community, but on the front page of the daily newspapers and on all mainstream media as well. So, good question. What led to this? Excuse me. 4 years ago, so 2018, the then Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, his term of office came to an end. He was challenged from within the party, etc. And he was, as well as being Prime Minister, he was the member for Wentworth, was his electorate. Which is, we've talked about Wentworth before, the most Jewish electorate in the country. 12% of the voters are Jewish. And so obviously, matters Jewish, Israel is a big issue for the voters of Wentworth and the member for Wentworth. So Malcolm Turnbull steps down, so now this is 2018, there's a by-election, who's going to become the new member? Dave Sharma, who we've spoken about before, stands for that seat. Dave Sharma, a former Australian ambassador to Israel, very well liked, an excellent ambassador. And during the by-election campaign, the new Prime Minister who edged out Malcolm Turnbull, Scott Morrison, he announces, suddenly, that Australia will recognize West Jerusalem as Israel's capital. And in fact, and this is coming in the aftermath of Trump, saying he will move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, Morrison says he will move Australia's embassy to Jerusalem as well from Tel Aviv. And now, and at the time, the opposition, which is the Labour Party, said that they are committed, that is, they called it a cynical decision by the Morrison government, as it was, and that they said then that they would reverse the decision if and when they ever come back into office. So that's 2018. The issue fades out of attention, and there's an excellent analysis of all of this in today's Morning Herald, which I'm looking at right now. So the issue fades out of public attention over recent years. It wasn't mentioned in the recent election campaign when there's a new Prime Minister came in, and that was in May, so a few months ago. And then, now the reason the issue has flared up now is that a couple of days ago, the Department of Foreign Affairs quietly deletes from its website a reference to West Jerusalem as Israel's capital. There's no announcement, it just quietly deletes it. And according to the government, apparently, a over-eager public servant had got ahead of himself or herself by updating the website to reflect a new government position. The problem was that the government hadn't actually made a decision yet, certainly hadn't announced any decision yet. And so when this update to the website becomes apparent on Monday night, and a Jewish community and pro-Israel supporters are concerned, the government says, don't worry, there is no change to our position. And as the analysis in the Herald says, that was true until it wasn't. In other words, yesterday, so Tuesday, the government announces that it is reversing the previous government's position on recognizing West Jerusalem. And now obviously the Jewish community is concerned and pro-Israel supporters, and not only at the fact that this policy decision has been changed, but on top of that it was announced on Simchat Torah when the embassy, the Israeli embassy is closed.
Wow.
Jewish leadership cannot comment because it's Simchat Torah. And so put all of that together, there's a great deal of concern. And the formal response from the Executive Council of the Jury, it's a long one, but the key things, quote, we are extremely disappointed by the government's decision to withdraw Australia's recognition of West Jerusalem as the capital without public consultation or opportunity for debate, etc. Goes on to say, that apart from being poor policy, the withdrawal of Israel's recognition that Israel's capital is in Jerusalem is a gratuitous insult to a key economic and strategic ally. This is no way to treat an ally whose intelligence sharing with Australia has prevented at least one terrorist attack against Australians that we know of, and it goes on. On the other side of the ledger, the government, which is now the Labor government, which made this decision, said that it remains an unwavering supporter of Israel, of the Jewish community, of the Palestinian people as well, equally, and committed to a two-state solution, and that this has always been Australia's policy up until that by-election issue, when the issue was thrown in during that by-election. So a lot of angst and concern, and as you, I'm sure you would have reported, in Israel, the Australian ambassador has been called in to, you know, please explain why this has happened.
The terrible thing here is that Australia has always been one of Israel's greatest and strongest allies. To issue this kind of almost this unilateral statement on a Jewish holiday when the embassy is closed is so almost clumsy. It's so counter to what you would think a relationship would be.
Well, and actually what you just said is one of the points, one of the issues which the Prime Minister, as in Yair Lapid, picked up on, and rather cynically he said that he hopes Australian foreign policy is more organized and carefully handled than this issue has been. And obviously, you know, there has been so both sides of politics leaving Jewish community out of it, but the government and the now opposition are, you know, throwing insults at each other, where the opposition now is saying that this was policy made on the run, it was clumsy, the website changed without an announcement, and then the announcement, and on Simchat Torah. Whereas the Labour Party, which is now the government, is saying, and I heard one of their senior ministers on radio this morning, and he used the words, he said, give me a break. You, the former government, made policy on the run when during a by-election you went and announced that Australia would move its embassy to Jerusalem and recognize. So there, you know, insults are being leveled from both directions. And in the end, Scott Morrison, the previous Prime Minister, did recognize West Jerusalem, but stopped short of relocating the Australian embassy. So that the embassy remains in Tel Aviv, has not moved from Tel Aviv, and it's now that recognition of West Jerusalem as the capital, which has now been reversed. And as the government says, it is all pending and dependent on final status resolution to the two, you know, and a two-state solution being achieved. And Labour, the government, is saying it's always been that, and it's going back to that.
What is likely to happen now? Will there be support for this? Will there be criticism? Is there, you know, what is likely to happen now?
So the official Jewish community leadership, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, and one or two other organizations have expressed, you know, absolute disappointment, concern, etc. An organization which we've mentioned a couple of times on the left of the spectrum called the NIF, the New Israel Fund, has come out supporting what the government has done. But the mainstream Jewish leadership has come out against. I guess a couple of things which are of concern here. One is that the new government only came in May. So that's just, you know, a few months ago. And it came in on the back of, and while Israel wasn't an issue, this wasn't an issue in the election campaign, the new Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, had come out strongly against BDS in support of Israel two-state solution, etc. And so what I'm just speculating here, but I, I'm anticipating that Jewish leadership will be requesting meetings with the foreign minister, with the prime minister, you know, to discuss this and to discuss, what is this change in policy, notwithstanding the fact that, as I said, when the former government brought it in, the Labour government then said they would undo it. So they're doing now, or they've done now what they said they would do. But I'll be surprised if the leadership don't seek a meeting with the foreign minister and possibly the prime minister to discuss the above, because obviously they will be looking for assurances that there aren't any other surprises down the track, I would imagine.
I would imagine as well. We don't have a lot of time. Just in 1 minute, Tertiary Education Union has blocked the adoption of the IHRA on university campuses, endorsed BDS. So this does also seem to not bode particularly well.
That's right. And it's so exactly what you've said. It's just what happened. And this is a national education body / union, and it's come out strongly again saying it will not adopt the IRA definition. And at the same time, a federal parliamentary Friends of IRA has been established. And I guess, and that's the good news in this short discussion. And it's a non-partisan group. It's being chaired by three people, by Labour Member of Parliament, Josh Burns, happens to be Jewish, by Julian Lisa, also Jewish, Shadow Attorney General, who's on the Liberal side of Parliament, and by Legra Spender, who's independent. And so that's good. It's a non-partisan leadership group, and establishing parliamentary friends of IRA. And that's obviously sending a positive message that IRA is important, and so I guess that's one tiny bit of good news in today's.
Absolutely.